Don't criticize what you did understand. Your sons and your daughters thought you were in command. Your whole role was to cuddle your raging. Please get back to work, because we need a hand for the times they are changing.
That's Charlie Change the Chipmunk. Yeah, Charlie Change the Chipmunk. It's the times they are a changing. Yeah, this is the Faith and Freedom Show, just to let you know what's going on. Yes, I am possibly, potentially, and probably a complete lunatic. I am not typical, but I'm trying to become normal. This is the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. I talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We're going to get to a recording of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, Transportation. And they're going to be talking, I'm going to hear a dealer from Texas. We're going to try to follow the yellow brick road, connect the little yellow dots, and figure out where this rat, there's a rat I smell. We're going to try to determine from whence it comes, where it comes from. I mean, hey, before we took a break, people have been sitting back saying, is he going to really tell us, schizophrenic Dave, when he was talking to God one day, and God told me to do what I'm doing right now. But I got to tell you, I was sitting in this chair right here, sitting at my desk. And I was saying, God, I don't want to do it. I can't. I don't know even articulate the vision. I talk about faith, freedom. Where am I going to do that? You can't talk about it in church. They need to hear it, but they can't. But they're scared to death. It'll freak them out. They won't have anything to do with me. It's bad enough I'm a loopy enough guy in faith that I'll actually, like, follow you, Jesus. I'm an Christian extremist. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself, as if God will actually intervene on your behalf. That's crazy, okay? But so here I'm having to talk with God, or else I'm schizophrenic, but we'll see what happens. And I say, but God, I don't have a staff. I don't have what it takes to pull this thing off. And God spoke to me, and he said, I have a staff. And I'm like, oh, man, I know that, but I don't want to do it. And my supporter is going to cut me off. And it's like, okay, who's in charge? So I said, I was sitting in this chair, and I said, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll do it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll do it. Right there, within minutes, literally within minutes, without doing any marketing, some guy, and again, here I'm shutting down this ministry I have where I give people free computer training to go off and talk about faith and freedom. You've got to be kidding. So I get a phone call. I had told nobody but God. I get a phone call. Is this David Carmichael? Is this the guy who had that computer ministry thing? And you're the guy that sued the United States? Yeah. And he says, hey, I got a group. We got a meeting this weekend. And could you come talk to our group? I don't know. Could you, like, talk about faith and the freedom stuff? That's what they asked me. And I said, no, I'm on my way to Katrina. I've already committed to coordinate this thing this weekend. I can't. I, like, got these responsibilities to this group. I guess, are you sure? So here again, I hit literally, it's either schizophrenia or God's actually speaking. And he said he had a staff. And I said, yes, I'll do what you say. But I get, all of a sudden, somebody calls me and said, can you come talk on faith and freedom? And I said, well, I've got a commitment. See, I had my boat to Tarshish going on. So the guy says, can't you do both? And I said, well, you know, I'd like to, because this is all this. I think this is divine intervention. But I'm like, but I've committed to something, and I can't be flippant with these responsibilities, you know. So I'm driving down to Mississippi, and I'm approaching the town where this guy invited me to speak, Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm praying. And the guy next to me knows nothing about what's going on. And he wants to stop at about Atlanta. He's an older guy. He can't make the whole trip. And he wants to stop just maybe the other side of Atlanta. But we're in Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm praying. I said, God, can I just stop here? I mean, this is my big break. This is somebody asked me to come talk about faith and freedom. Can't we stop here? And then I'll go to Mississippi tomorrow and we'll get this thing taken care of. And I'm not getting anything. Okay, so it's a one-way conversation. It's a monologue. And suddenly, before the last exit, exit 19, in Anderson, South Carolina, the guy sitting next to me doubles over in pain. He has to stop, and now, and he can't make it another mile on the trip. It's time to stop. And so we pull off on the exit. I get him set up in a hotel. The poor guy's got some complication to some surgery thing he had. And so I go to the lobby and I check out in the internet where this place was. Guess what exit of the entire 940-mile trip? Guess which exit the speaking engagement was? Exit 19 in Anderson, South Carolina. That really happened, folks. And then so I went, I showed up, and they said, I thought you couldn't make it. And turns out these guys have been following what I've been doing for years and gave me a call to come talk about faith and freedom. Okay, coincidence. Okay, I'm still schizophrenic, okay? Now, when I got back from this Mississippi trip coordinating this Katrina relief stuff, I've got a message on my answering machine. It's from the visionary of the person who had this vision for Liberty Works Radio Network. He's a guy who has his own group. He has his own speaking thing that he does. He has a group of people that show up once a month and love to hear what he has to say. And he invited me and a nationally known scholar, speaker, litigator, people who congressmen call for advice. I'm doing a duet talk on this faith and freedom issue. I get back and there's a guy inviting me to come speak on a faith and freedom issue. That's what happened. And then, so he invites me. I said, well, I can't do it right away. I promised my family a trip on a vacation. See, we've suffered for 10 or 12 years now, and I promised them that eventually it'll all pay off. I took them on a two-month motorhome trip around the country. I'd promised that to my children. So we did it. We did it. And then he said, oh, okay, I'll do it in September. So he invites me to speak. And while I'm on my motorhome trip, I'm thinking, how do I do a faith and freedom talk? Again, churches don't need to hear what I have to say, but they don't want to hear what I have to say. So, and I'm praying. And I'm saying, well, and all of a sudden it dawns on me. I don't know if it's the Lord or just my logic. Well, maybe radio. You know, I could talk about these things on radio. Maybe if I have pre-recorded things or something I could put out, you know, maybe somebody would want to hear what I have to say or something. Well, when we go to do our speaking engagement, I get taken out to dinner, and this guy tells me, he turns to me, and he's never really spent too much time talking to me. He says, hey, David, you ever think about doing like a talk show, you know, Bible teaching talk show, but you talk about freedom issues? And I said, well, yeah. And then conversation changed. We had our speaking engagement. And that's what led to this today. It was connected dots. So I am a lunatic Christian extremist. I love God and I love my neighbor as myself, or I would not be doing this very strange faith and freedom show on a commercial talk radio station where I talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Folks, there's a need. I have a need to love my neighbor as ourself. I have a need to set an example, to set the pace, so when Mark comes, we can be in agreement. You know, we're in balance. We're not in competition. We're not having to compromise. Well, two wrongs, let's try to come to a right in the middle. Guess what? If you compromise off the truth, you know what you get? A lie. The government attorneys, I've seen them face-to-face in courtrooms, where fortunately, in some cases, they've lost, but they'll lie to the judge. And what they want you to do is meet them halfway to compromise. Well, we can't. We're talking about the truth. We're arguing the truth. We can't compromise. It's either true or it's a lie. We can't go halfway to your lie. And that's what the government lawyers are trying to do in life. That's what compromise is in many cases. It's not balance. Mark is a visionary. He wants to take care of his neighbor, take care of his country. We can meet together. We can get to the truth because I think we can do it in balance. Because my reference is the Bible, the Constitution, and right versus wrong. So here you are listening to this rant on the Eagle 104.3 FM, and I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show, and I'm going to right now play a dealer in Texas wanting to tell Congress his story.
I am the Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer in Mineral Wells, Texas. We're located 40 miles west of Fort Worth with a population of 17,000. Today, over 200 towns in Texas that have franchise dealerships have only Chrysler, Ford, or GM stores. That is over two-thirds of our Texas towns with dealerships. My grandfather opened this dealership in 1919 and has kept it open through the Depression, World War II, and countless economic setbacks. In the 90 years that we have been here, 36 other new car dealerships have come and gone in our town. We have stayed open because we are committed to customer service. Today, Mineral Wells is a fast-growing little city with five new hotel chains under construction, new schools, new restaurants, and many corporate relocations. To meet the needs of a growing city, we have purchased 5 acres of land on a busy highway. We hired a builder and have drawn up plans for a new building. All these plans have been shown to the dealer placement people with Chrysler. We are not a cost to Chrysler. No dealership is a cost to Chrysler. We pay for everything we use, and we take all the risk. We are Chrysler's customer. In a typical month, we pay Chrysler over $2,500 in fixed expenses alone, plus all the parts and the vehicles, which are paid for in full and up front. All dealers like us sponsor school events, Little League, Pee Wee football, rodeo, and many other special events. We are a tiny, small store, but just in the past 40 months alone, our dealership has gross sales of almost $18 million or $443,000 per month. We have collected and paid the state and county over $805,000 in taxes and fees, or $20,126 per month. Plus, we have paid the county $52,668 in property taxes. All of this in a down economy and does not include income or payroll taxes. I was told in 2007 that our area enjoyed a 20% market share. While we did not sell every customer, local people still depend on our service, recalls, and warranty work. We service 1,548 vehicles per year on average. I was told by the factory that if we were not here, another dealer certainly would be. To be arbitrarily closed with no compensation is wasteful and devastating. There is absolutely no reason to close profitable dealerships which contribute to Chrysler's bottom line. But another issue here is the 3-week time frame. You just cannot close a dealership in 3 weeks. It is not possible. Over the past 3 to 4 months, we were practically forced to order heavy inventories. We were told Chrysler has no cash flow and they rely on the dealers. And if we do not order vehicles, we will all be out of business. We were also told explicitly, we will remember who did not help us. Now we have an 8-month supply of vehicles and only 3 weeks to clear them out. Other dealerships are full. Chrysler Financial is gone. GMAC is not on board yet. There is just no place to go with these cars. Chrysler says they will try to put buyers and sellers together and that they will endeavor to assist in selling these cars. But the contract we had to sign clearly states they have no responsibility and no obligation to do anything. After June the 9th, we cannot sell these cars as new, used, or even to other dealers. We need a firm, real plan, not just what they will try to do. Plus, we have warehouses full of parts that will go unidentified after June the 9th. They'll be impossible to sell, just a total loss. And I have employees.
Folks, that's what's going on. He said there's no reason to close profitable dealerships unless you have a reason to close profitable dealerships. What's going on, folks? What's going on in America? This matters. The reason I'm doing so much focus on this is because I smell a rat. I smelled a rat a couple of years ago in a different state, in a different situation, in different statutes and things that were going on. Sure enough, major catastrophe was exposed. We've got to talk about this stuff before we're looking back. Let's not look back. Let's look forward, connect the dots, and understand what the right and wrong thing to do as you're listening to Eagle 104.3 FM. When you come back, you can give us a call at 888-850-1872. When you connect the dots, what does this picture look like?